Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, church. Come on, enter in. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. As we enter in this morning, oh, Lord, have your way right now in this service. Holy Spirit, we ask you to go before us right now and saturate the atmosphere, hallelujah, that we can be able to receive on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, glory to your name, God. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Hallelujah, just lift up your hands this morning and receive, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You just lift up your hands and release it all over to God, amen. Cast all your cares, your fears, your worries, your doubts, cast it at his feet right now, amen. Cast it at the bottom of the cross right now and leave it there. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. The Bible says in Psalm 61, hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For I have been a shelter for me. Hallelujah. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years, as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. Amen. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform your vows. Come on, receive it today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come, oh God. We come this morning, oh Lord, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. There's no one greater than you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you that you that have kept us and not ourselves, oh God. It is you, Father God, that's giving your angels charge over us to keep us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you this morning. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you for every beat of our heart and the breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we know who we are and whose we are and where we are, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today to be able to receive, oh God. We come to be changed this morning, oh Lord. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God. Let that be a great pouring in on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough for your help, oh God, and all that you've done and all that you're about to do, oh God, because we trust in you, oh God, for all things. And we just want to say thank you because we know with you, oh God, all things are possible. So we thank you, oh God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. And Father God, we ask, oh Lord, that you purge the wicked out of the land this morning, that we, your children, may live in peace, oh God. Enjoy this day in peace, oh God. Praise you in peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary, amen, that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are free, hallelujah, because you have set us free, and we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, hallelujah, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves that we may be delivered from all that, forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling, oh God. We come to you in gratitude and love and through, hallelujah, the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. According to what John, hallelujah, the word, hallelujah, says in 1 John 1:9. You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now. We receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, that's an intrinsic and quantum level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Oh Lord, help us today. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you remove every spiritual deafness, every spiritual blindness, and spiritual sleep, and spiritual numbness, and spiritual ignorance, oh God, that we may be able to hear and receive from you, oh God. Hallelujah. Walk according to your will, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, let thy will be done. As we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, in our mind to the mind of Christ, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, let our heart come before you, Lord, today. Give us understanding according to your word. Let our supplication come before you. Deliver us according to your word, O God. Let your hand become our help, for we have chosen your precepts, O Lord. Hallelujah. We long for your salvation, O Lord. And your law is, hallelujah, is our delight, O God. And we just want to say, thank you. Let our soul live, and hallelujah, and it shall praise you. And let your judgment help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. O Lord, move mighty in us and on us right now, God. O Lord, hallelujah, if there be any wicked way in us, O God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, we lift our eyes up to you, Heavenly Father. For you are our help. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the sun shall not strike us, amen, by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve us from all evil. He shall preserve our soul. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, oh, Shataya. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God. Order our steps, oh, God. Lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, amen. As the deer pants for the water, but so our soul pants for thee, oh, God. Hallelujah. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God, amen. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. They even pines for the course of the Lord, our God. Our in our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let that fire burn heavenly and peace in each of us, oh God. Uphold us with our free spirit, oh God. And let God be magnified. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for what you're doing right now, oh God. What you've done and what you're about to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, let there be no mumbling and complaining or backbiting or evil but found in us, amen. Hallelujah, that our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, Heavenly Father. We ask in Jesus' name, circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, and you are our joy. And lift up our head through your Holy Spirit. Lead us to the rivers of your worship and truth, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice. And that sweet Savior aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life will be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in all the love and admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us right now. Let the mind of Christ arise within us right now over all areas of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is first in each of us, and is manifesting his glorious presence right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now in this coming service. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and his holy name that we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. Oh, Lord, help us on today. As we receive the word of God from the mouth of your minister, oh God, set him afire with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, anoint his mouth, oh God. Anoint his ears and eyes, oh God. Anoint his hands and feet, oh God. Hallelujah. That he will, hallelujah, be led by the Holy Spirit, oh God, and speak with us, said the Lord. Amen. Let him speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for his life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept him, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are his strength, oh God. Lord, that you are his joy, God. You are the reason, oh God, that he lives, oh God, that he moves, oh God, that he turns the way that he does, oh God. So Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the men and women of God that you place in leadership. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, let there be an overflow of God. Let us receive the overflow of blessings in your word, oh God. Let us receive the overflow of the favor from your words, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us receive, oh God, the overflow of God of healing in your word, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we decree and declare your goodness right now, amen. Telling you that's overtaking us right now, and we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. It's your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. Your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray for the loss of this world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Amen. And as we intercede, oh God, hallelujah, we use our faith believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I ask right now the Lord of the harvest to brought the perfect labors across these lives this day. Amen. To share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, and that it will touch their hearts, oh God, and they may be able to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, remove every delay, oh God, that they may be receiver. Lord, we pray for divine positioning right now for our lives, for their lives, oh God, that we can receive from you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, son of the most city. Lord, we bless Shataya. Almighty King of the most Shataya. Right now, we come out of the most city. Lord, we just want to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, you are our strength, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, keep on sending us, oh God, that we can do the work, oh God, that you called us to do, oh God. That we will leave nothing undone, oh God. That we can solemnly, in the name of Jesus Christ, say it is finish. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree the kind of victory on this line, amen. And everybody, thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ of victory, amen, over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, and hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in the future, amen. We claim our victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits and curses and hexes and vexes and enchantments. We declare prayers and second prayers are spared. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules and forces of this world, and against spiritual wickedness and high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation in his shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the power of President John 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name we pray and we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare with all faith that we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, for we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We are redeemed from the curse of the law, sin, and death. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. That we're blessed going out and blessed coming in. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail. On top and not beneath. Amen. That we're holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God. We are established to the end. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are made new to the heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're reconciled to God. Amen. We're set free. Hallelujah. We're strong in the Lord. We're dead to sin. We're more than the covenant of Christ Jesus from the world. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we can decree a thing, amen, and it shall be established, amen. Hallelujah to your name, hallelujah to your name. We bless your name, oh God. And Lord, we pray over God for those that are sick and shed in today, God. Lord, we know you to be a healer. So Lord, we ask that healing spring forth in their bodies, oh God. Bringing healing to their entire body. Oh, Lord, he come out of all shot. He came at it. That healing springs forth right now in their bodies, oh God. Release your healing virtue, your healing anointing on them. That they be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the past no more pain, no more ache, no more discomfort, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no more sickness, no more disease, amen. Hallelujah, shut up, oh shit, no more infection, no more viruses. We decree in the past deliverance today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no more mental illness. We decree the depression, oppression, you have no way. In us, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, suicide. Hallelujah, you have no way in us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you right now to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm loving. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this healing of today. Thank you, oh God, for setting us free and healing our family and loved ones, oh God. Hallelujah, that they have been going through, oh God. But we decree and declare healing on this land today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we pray, oh God, for those who have lost a loved one, Father God, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you restore the hope and joy and the peace, of God, that you would comfort that family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Let joy come this morning, oh Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, oh Lord. If anyone can stand and be healthy, to be absent from the body, to be present with you, oh God. Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we know, oh God, that we are even right there with you, Father God, and you are with us, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree in the crowd, all is well with us because you are with us and your word said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you all today. Lord, we could forever thank you for the moment. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you, Lord. But yet still we thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in the life of your children. Father God, whatever it is, oh God, if the enemy is set out, oh God, to destroy your children again. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would intervene and turn it all around for our good and everything that the enemy is set out for evil, oh God, that you would turn it around for our good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, any curse, amen, hallelujah, that any man or woman has spoken against them, the life of your children, oh God, Lord, let that curse be turned into a blessing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Bible says that you have blessed, no man can curse him, that you have cursed, no man can bless, oh God. So we receive the blessing that come from you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cancel every assignment of a wicked one against our life and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let every work of the enemy, oh God, be burnt up and destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say, oh God, we just need to turn around this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and it's turning around for me. It's turning around for my husband. It's turning around for our children. It's turning around for our brothers and sisters. It's turning around for our mothers and grandmothers. It's turning around for our uncles. It's turning around for our cousins and loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn around for us, amen. Although we know you'll be a battle, turn around, oh God. Let it be turned around in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the good of your children. And we just want to say thank you for the turnaround. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your protection, oh Lord. Thank you for all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, amen, that we are overtaken with blessings, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your name, Father God, that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. And we thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. Do a new thing in this right now, God, even in this service. That all that have an ear to hear on today, oh, God, that they may hear and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, I pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh, Lord, that your blessings, oh, God, and our going and coming on today. Hallelujah. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Those of us that are traveling or will be traveling this year, God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray, oh God, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle for a form of transportation that we may take on today, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread, even over our homes and all that's in our homes. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name as we enter in service today, oh God. We come against the power and authority that you've given us. We come against every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of unbeliever. We come against every spirit of frustration and procrastination. We come against every spirit of distraction, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness. We come against every spirit of addiction, the spirit of jealousy. We come against every spirit of competitiveness. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of the spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, anxiety, hallelujah. The suicide spirit, Jezebel spirit, ninja spirit, Titan spirit, marine spirit, every spirit that's operating in us or on this line or in our household or in our family or in our bloodline, outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we pray right now that wherever the enemy has vacated these, hallelujah, these areas in our life, oh God, we ask that you fill it with the Holy Spirit to overflowing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Lord, we love you. We thank you for loving us first. Hallelujah. That you sent your only begotten Son, oh God, that you gave. We thank you, Lord, for giving us life, the way, truth, your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work, that you left nothing undone. So we thank you that we can decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because, Lord Jesus, you left nothing undone, that it is done. Hallelujah. And we believe, and we shall receive, and we receive it right now. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare all is well with us. We're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for them. We bless your holy name, Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give God some praise. I want you to understand when praises go up, blessings come down. When you praise him, hallelujah, your strongholds are being destroyed. If you just praise him this morning, I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what it look like right now. Amen. I don't care what them and they said. Amen. I want you to know that God said and it shall be done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say, shout glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This Sunday morning, we welcome you all with the love of Christ. Welcome, 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 welcome. I can't say it enough. We just thank God that we're back in position this Sunday, that God can use us, amen, that we can receive, amen, and that we can go out, amen, and give that word to someone else, amen. Let them know that God is still able. He's still on the throne, amen, hallelujah, that all things are in his hand, amen. He's able to turn it all around. He's able to bless you in the midst of everything that's going on. He's able to heal you right when the doctor said there is no healing. Hallelujah. God is still able to say yes, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you can receive that, amen, if you can believe that, you can receive that, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you receive it for yourself, just say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I am set free. Hallelujah. I am blessed. I am favored by God. I am a child of God. Amen. I'm reconciled to God. I'm the righteousness of God. If you can just receive that, the goodness of the Lord is overtaking me. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. With Senior Pastor Patrick Thorson Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister on the roster, Minister Ryan Green out of Illinois. We welcome you with the love of Christ. If it's your first time here with us, press 1. We want to pray for you, pray with you. We want to welcome you, first of all, and then we want to pray for you and pray with you. We just thank God that you could have been anywhere else, but you made a choice today to be here with us, and we welcome you, and we pray that you are able to receive all that you've come here for, and that this will not be your last time visiting us here on this platform. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, if it's your first time here with us, press 1. We welcome everybody out in New York, New Jersey, in Illinois, Alabama, Mississippi, Atlanta. Amen. Hallelujah. Here in Houston, Texas. Amen. Louisiana and surrounding cities. Hallelujah. We welcome you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tennessee, we welcome you. Amen. Hallelujah. Florida, we welcome those out in Florida. Amen. That are in service on today or listening in online. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Omaha, Nebraska, welcome. God bless you all. It's so good to have you all here in Sunday service with us here on today. We do see the church is packed and people are coming in, so we thank God for you. Again, God bless you. God keep you. We welcome you. Again, if it's your first time here with us, press 1. We want to welcome you, and we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, then. Well, we just thank God and say, I am so excited. We had a blessed Thanksgiving, I tell you that. Just thanking God that he's kept us with everything else that's going on in this world. You know, just thanking God for his hedge of protection and keeping us and those in our family as we live in, you know, this world. But I decree and declare God's protection and God's goodness and blessing in our life and God's protection around us and keeping us. Amen. So I just thank God that he's always with us. Amen. And the Holy Spirit that lives within us, guiding us and leading us in the right way to go and bringing back to our remembrance what Jesus Christ, what Jesus said. He said, I give you the peace, not that of the world, so the world can't take it away. Amen. So don't let nobody take your peace because they didn't give it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's get ready. We do have communion on Sunday mornings. If it's your first time here with us, we do take communion on our 10 a.m. service. So if you want to grab your bread, your grape juice, or your wine and cracker, go ahead and do so, for we'll be taking communion this morning. Amen. Normally, we would have a song selection from our brother, Joe Washington, but I don't see him in service at this time. So we're going to have a song selection here, and then we'll come back with the we'll come back with the communion. So stay with us and give you an opportunity to go ahead and grab your items that you'll be needing for communion, your bread, your wine, your cracker, and just be prepared when we come back after this song selection to take communion. Amen. So we just thank God. Stay here with us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Give me just one moment, church. I'm trying to get it up here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, in the blood. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Today. give you strength to make it from day, day to day. Oh, it will never, thank you, it will never, he's the same yesterday and forever. It will
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 26, verse 26 to 29. The Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed in your mighty name. We thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. Hallelujah. That your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with all love and thanksgiving in our heart because of what he has already done, his finished works. And the whole church do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to prepare to receive the word of God from our minister, Lauren Green. We have one song selection. And the next force you hear with the word of God coming forth is our minister, Lauren Green, man of God. So stay with us here for the preach word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah. come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to bring it to Jesus, amen, so you can receive on today. Amen. As you prepare yourself to receive right now, as I introduce to you no other than our minister, minister of fire, that God has set him afire with the Holy Ghost, a man after God's own heart, a man who is diligent to do the will of God, a man that is that operates with love, the love of Christ, willing to help others, pray for others, amen. A man that truly has the faith that God is and God is able and that Jesus Christ is Lord. I present to you no other than our very own, who we love so dearly. And we thank God for blessing him in our life here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Minister Learn Green. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for that warm introduction, Pastor. Amen. I'm just now getting over cold, but we're gonna let the Lord have his way. Amen. We're gonna talk to you for a little while from a very familiar passage of scripture, the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah.
Amen.
The 26th chapter and the 3rd verse. The book of Isaiah. The 26th chapter and the 3rd verse.
Amen.
And it reads as follows. He says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Amen. And we'd like to use for a subject on this morning, perfect peace. Perfect peace.
Amen.
Isaiah was the writer of this book. Amen. And Isaiah was known to be one of the greatest of the prophets. He was also a major prophet. He wrote this 700 years. It was 681 B.C., so that's almost 700 years before Christ came. He was known as the eagle-eyed prophet because he saw that many years ahead of the Messiah coming. There's 66 books of the Bible, and in the book of Isaiah is parallel to the Bible because it has 66 chapters. Amen. We want to give you a little bit of an introduction. Amen. It says the book of Isaiah is the first of the writings of the prophets in the Bible. And Isaiah, the author, is generally considered to be the greatest prophet. He was probably reared as an aristocratic home and was married to a prophetess. In the beginning of his ministry, he was well-liked. But like most prophets, he soon became unpopular because his message were so difficult to hear. He called the people to turn from their lives of sin and warned them of God's judgment and punishment. Isaiah's ministry lasted 60 years before he was executed. Amen. So many of the prophets were persecuted. They did what God asked them to do, and some of them were persecuted, and some went into captivity. Jeremiah went into captivity, and Jeremiah was also thrown in a dunghill. Amen. But he held on. So no matter what we are faced with in this life, hold on. A change is coming.
Amen.
Amen. The world has a peace. The world has a peace. That's when they have money or when everything is going good. But God's peace comes from being in God's presence in good times and bad. When trouble comes, rest in the Lord. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us from them all.
Yes,
I got to deal with this. I'm going to say something, and it's going to be a little hard, but I'm going to go ahead and deal with it. The holidays are a happy time of the year for many, but a sad time for many due to loss. Loss of a job or loss of a loved one. And I want to tell you today that those that have lost loved ones recently, think of the good times. Think of the good times and the funny times you had with them. Embrace, what did you learn from them? Embrace the legacy they left behind.
Yes, Lord.
Especially when they are in Christ. They are in a better place. In that moment, 4:8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about a storm, amen, the storms of life are raging. The calmest part of a storm in a hurricane is the eye, the middle of the storm. And I want to tell you today that God will give you peace in the midst of your storm.
Yes, Lord.
If you are grieving the loss of a loved one, pray until you feel a peace. Prayer is a relaxer. It relaxes you. It gets the weight off you. It gets things off you. Get someone to touch and agree with you. Pray that heaviness, that grief off you. God does not want you to carry that. When the grief comes on you, pray it off. Pray it off. How many know that the blood still works?
Amen.
Amen. When all else fails, plead the blood. It works. I'm a living witness. It works. Jesus prayed. Some might wonder, what was Jesus praying about? He didn't have sins to ask God to forgive. So what was he praying about? What it was is he communed with God the Father. Jesus, he enjoyed being with the Father. Many times he would go up into the mountains or go up to pray. He was allowing the Holy Spirit to put back in him all that he had given up. He would go out and he would heal the multitudes of people, all manner of sickness and disease. And then after the flesh got tired, he would go off and he would pray. Sometimes he would pray all night. He was communing with the Father. Let me give you an example. A child, even an infant, wants to be with his mother and father. Kids want love from their parents. Amen. Before they get to be adolescents and they want to be with their friends, when they're little, they want to be under their mother and father, under them all the time. The greatest thing next to love that a parent can give is time. Put time and wisdom into your children. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It didn't say he wouldn't stray, but he will remember the training. It will come back to him. Amen. If a person has no parents or is an orphan, they need mentors. Christian mentors. Jesus loved being with the Father. Jesus said the Father is greater than I. I want to let you know this morning that life is a journey. When you are going on a long trip, you stop and gas up the car and get snacks or food. Then you continue on your journey or spend a night in a hotel to rest. We have to know when to run and when to rest. Amen.
Amen.
The thing I want to share with you on today is that perfect peace, in God's presence, there is fullness of joy. The
yes,
text
Lord.
Said that he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind. So the battleground is the mind. It's the mind. Satan attacks your body and he attacks your mind to try to bring
mm-hmm.
stress and worry on you. You have to pray that stress and that worry off you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn to it. Let's see. Philippians 4:8. I'm not going to be long this morning. Philippians.
Amen.
And it reads as follows. Philippians 4:8. And it says, I done went to the wrong book. Just a minute here. These pages are stuck together. Okay, here we are. Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatsoever is true, this is the NIV, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right,
mm-hmm.
whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is honorable, if there anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such, whatsoever you have learned and received from me, put into practice, and the peace will be with you. In the King James Version, it says, a peace that passeth all understanding. Amen.
Amen.
So if you meditate day and night, that means think on the word. Like if you read something in the morning, at some point through the day, I know sometimes we have busy schedules, hectic schedules, but some point in the day, meditate on that word that you read. Think about it. Amen. That stirs it.
Mm-hmm.
Stir up the gift.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Think positive. Amen. Look at the bright side. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Stay in the center of God's will. Amen. God's will
yeah.
is his word. Amen. Meditate day and night. I'm gonna turn to one more scripture. You don't have to turn to it. I'm going to turn to it. And that is Joshua. And it says, he said, be strong and of good courage. Let me see. For unto this people shall thou divide an inheritance which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe and do according to the law which my servant Moses commanded. Turn thee not from the right hand or the left hand that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. In NIV, it was saying that you will be successful. Good success. This comes from meditating on the word of God day and night. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Perfect peace. Perfect peace. And we have to, because you have to guard your mind. And one of the things I found out is that in the workplace, people come up with all kind of ungodly conversation, and I just turn the conversation to something else. Well, I start talking about the Lord. And you have to guard your mind. Even the TV, I mean, some things you can watch. I watch a little bit of it, so I know what to pray about in the community, but you cannot fill up on that. Amen. Perfect peace.
Jesus.
Perfect peace. I'm going to turn to it. You don't have to turn to it. In Luke 2:14, we're bouncing around a little bit. I don't want to give you too many scriptures, but we're talking about peace. Peace today. Jesus is peace. Amen.
Man. Yes, Lord.
In the book of Luke 2:14, it said, find it. It says, and suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen.
If you put your mind on your problem, you're going to have worry. But if you put your mind on Jesus, you'll have peace. And even in the hardest places, even in the most difficult challenges, you can have peace in the middle of that situation. The thing is, you have to rest in the Lord. Don't get anxious. Like they always say, take a step back and look at it, and then go back at it later when your mind has been refreshed. Amen. Last example I'm going to give you. It talks about Jesus calming the storm. That's in Mark 4:39. For the sake of time, I'm just going to paraphrase. Jesus was asleep in the boat, and a big storm came. It was shaking the boat. It was a rough storm. And the disciples ran down and woke Jesus up and said, Master, carest not thou that we should perish? Jesus immediately got up and rebuked the wind, and he said, peace, be still.
Amen.
And there was a great calm. Sometimes we have to do like Jesus did. We have to take authority over that storm and say, in the name of Jesus, peace, be still. Amen. I just want to take a little time out today just to share a little something on peace, because right now so many people are going through so much stress, financial problems, problems in the home, problems in the job. Everywhere I go, somebody is having some type of situation that they're dealing with. But we that are in Christ, we have to set the example and let the world know that there is a better way. Jesus said in John 14, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. So we got to let a dying world know. We have to shine as lights in the dark world and let a dying world know that peace has come. Amen. Jesus has come. And he's coming back again. He's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says that Jesus came down from 40 in two generations, came down that line.
Mm-hmm.
The line of David. Yes, David was part of that line.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Tabernacle here 30 and three long years.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. At the age of 30, Jesus began his ministry for 3 years. The Bible says that he did many infallible proofs until the books could not contain everything that he did. Jesus healed the sick.
Jesus raised, he raised the dead. Jesus gave sight unto the blind. I remember of this one classic story when they asked Jesus, did this man sin or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus said that, no, this man had not sinned, but that the glory of God might be made manifest in his life. To show everybody the glory of God. That's the reason why he was blind. And Jesus gave sight unto the blind. Jesus healed the lepers. I don't know about you, but you can have peace today. Stop worrying and stop crying. And just enjoy God's peace and God's presence.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus raised the dead.
Amen.
They tell me that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus prayed three times.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus went to the cross, y'all. He was laid in a borrowed tomb. They whipped him. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but they whipped him, beat him, and spit upon him. And he rose on the third day, and he got up with all power. And I want to tell you today that you can have peace. The peace of Christ.
Amen.
And as I get ready to let you go, I want to give you one more other nugget. When you have some time, do something with the family. Get away. There's nothing wrong with that. Get away with the family. Enjoy yourself. Get that stress off.
Amen.
I'm done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. God bless you, Minister Learn. We pray right now in the name of Jesus and every virtue that left your body. Lord, we pray that you restore your son, oh God, to overflow, oh God, that you have even more to give, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you bless him and keep him, oh God. Lord, that you will continue to be his strength, Father God. Continue to be his way, oh God. Continue to be his truth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let his hair lack no oil and his garments to remain white. Hallelujah to your name, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open at this time. It's everyone today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, everyone today.
If there is one today you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and you heard this message today and you realize that, you know, God is calling you to be just as he is. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation and that's your desire today, is being born again, will you press one? Will you press 1 today? If you're online, you know, you call in 845-277-9213. Press 1. Apostle Tyonique and I, we'll help you to pray this this prayer, this most important prayer that you can ever pray in your life, not being in the body of Christ. This is the most important thing that you can do in your life, is being born again. Being born again is the most important thing. This is the reason why Jesus Christ gave his life up so you can have life. And we know that Jesus Christ didn't give his life up just for any reason. He gave his life up for you, that you may have life. Amen. We press one. If you have a request that you want to bring onto the throne of grace, if you have a request that you want to bring, there's something that you want to pray about, there's something that's been on your mind, something that's been on your heart, that's something that, you know, you've just been dealing with from day to day to day. Well, this is that opportunity to bring it to God, to lay it all down at the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a privilege for us to pray, a privilege for us to come to the throne of grace, boldly, asking about those things that we are concerned about, knowing that those things that we bring to the altar, that they shall be done. It shall be done. Will you press one? Amen. If you are looking for a church home, you're looking for a church home, and you believe that the gospel public ministry, this is the place for you. This is a place where you can, you know what, where you can learn. This is a place where you can be able to eat. Amen. When you press one, no matter where you are right now, no matter if you're in Louisiana, no matter if you're in Texas, New York, no matter where you are, we thank God there's no time, no distance, you know, in spirit. And here we are here. Where we are here, you know, on this line, on this platform, being able to touch and agree with one another, to receive the word of God. So we thank God. We thank God that we can come together right there where you are. Will you press one? Apostle Tomlick and I and Ms. Lerngreen would love to disciple you. We would love to just love you. Hallelujah. Somebody needs love. We know it. We know. God knows. We thank God that, you know, for putting us in place to be able to bring the word of God. His word. Not our word, but his word. To be able to bring love to one another. Not our love, but his love. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single body that showed up today. We thank you, Father God, for those who had the desire to show up and maybe could not. We thank you, Father God, that when you speak a word to us, that we shall never be the same. We don't come in one way and leave the same way. We come in, Father God, one way and we leave full in abundance. Because we know one word from you, one word, just one word from you, Father God, it changes our whole life, our whole situation changes. We thank you. We thank you for this word, hallelujah. We pray that it take roots on the inside of us, Father God, that it manifests itself, hallelujah, that we have your peace, that we shall see your peace, that we walk in your peace, because we trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord, with every single thing that is concerning us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have done it all already. Not that you're going to do it. We thank you, Father God, that you have already done it. We have already done it. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now, over our homes right now, over our ministries right now, over our relationships right now, in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood over our finances right now, over every single thing that is concerning us right now, over our thoughts right now. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus. And we do realize that when we plead your blood, we know that there is no enemy, there's no weapon, there's no destruction, there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no battle that we shall lose, because your blood, hallelujah, it sustains us, it covers us, and we are in victory in the mighty name. And we say all is well with us, all is well, even if it don't look like it right now, we still say by faith, all is well with us. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. The whole church do say amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering ready and available, if you have Cash App, your Cash App goes over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, Number is 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that you've blessed us, oh God, to be a blessing. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your word, says you give seed to the sower, and it's you, Father God, that give the increase. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the increase right now, God, because we believe, and, Lord God, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God, knowing that all that we need is added to us, Lord. So we just want to say thank you, Father. Dear Jesus, make us an immense for your kingdom, honor our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the key financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as a spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not for godly, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. We thank God for this day. Today is November the 26th, I believe. Hallelujah. November the 27th. I'm a day behind. We had a four-day weekend. I thank God for it. Still seems too short, but we thank God for the opportunity to rest and be with family. I hope you all had a blessed and a happy Thanksgiving. On Thursday, we definitely did here. We started off pretty early on Wednesday night, and we just thank God that we have one another. Amen, and we could be a blessing to each other. So we just thank God over and over again. Continue thanksgiving to our Father. Amen. Hallelujah. We had an opportunity to go out last Sunday. It'll be a blessing with our street ministry. So we're looking forward to the holiday to go back out and as well as starting back up in the month of January. So we thank God for the provisions and directions and the assignment. Amen. Again, today is November 27th. It is Sunday. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. We're Senior Pastor, Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister. On Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us here at 845-277-9213. Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Sundays, we have our 10 a.m. Service, our morning service, and our afternoon service at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join us. We look forward to hearing what God has for us, speaking through the mouth of his ministers. Amen. Again, we are starting to back up in our street ministry in the month of January. We'll be going out on third Saturdays in the month of January, starting each month. So every third Saturday, we're going out. We're waiting to see on the nursing home that we'll be going to, just trying to get clarification on those times and locations that will be at to be a blessing, bringing the word of God, the gospel. We've been called out as the Gospel Public Ministry to go ye therefore. So we're going to be going out, amen. And then we'll be getting ourselves prepared in the month of February, you all. So just let's get everything together. Let's get ready as well. Amen. So you all, every church member that's here, just be getting yourself prepared for all that we'll need. We'll be contacting you so you can get the materials that you need for what's coming up next, okay? So look out for that text message or email. Amen. Hallelujah. And happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of November. Happy birthday to you. We pray that God will continue to bless you with many more years, blessing and favor of the Lord upon your life, the peace of God, God's protection. We pray that God bless you with long life, good health, and strength. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Anyone that's celebrating the anniversary this month of November, happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. Hey, amen. That God will increase it in peace and love. Amen. And respect for one another. Amen. And forgiving one another, being quick to forgive. We just pray that God will continue to favor your union and bless you with abundance and blessings and overflowing for you and your family. And it's in Jesus' name we bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Pastor Doris A. Manning, Senior Pastor, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does.
We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function, with excellency. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We thank God for each and every one of you on today. We pray that every single one was able to hear a word from God today and that your life have been impacted, you know, even if it's just something that you're still working on right now. We pray that the Holy Spirit, you know, that he do that, whatever that is concerning you right now in your life. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again, amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Join us here at the 2 p.m. Service here today. Join us here. The word of God is going forth. We thank God for being back in position to be able to bring the word of God. If you do have an opportunity, you know, to come, definitely come and fellowship with us. You know, I'll be preaching the message here today at 2 p.m. Central Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but it'll be 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So do join us. Invite somebody. Amen. Invite somebody, you know, out to church and just come to fellowship. Will help us celebrate the life of Jesus Christ, you know, and celebrate, you know, with one another. Apostle Tawanika and I, Mr. Learn Green, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated because Jesus Christ is Lord. And every single thing is already all right. Amen. Amen again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all right.